Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of May 2020. Supreme Court has disposed of a special leave petition against a Bombay High Court order which had refused to stay burials in three cemeteries in Bandra with directions to the High Court to decide the matter within 2 weeks. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking quashing of presidential order dated the 30th of April, 2020 which appointed a junior as additional judge of the Karnataka High Court. Allahabad High Court has announced that all subordinate courts in Uttar Pradesh, including the commercial courts, motor accident claims tribunals and land acquisition rehabilitation and resettlement authorities, will remain closed until further orders. Kerala High Court has held that expression of one's name in the manner one wishes is a fundamental right enshrined under Subclause A, Clause 1, Article 19 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Supreme Court has said that open court hearings are not a right, and that virtual courts were as good as open courts during a pandemic which demanded that congregations be avoided and social distancing be practiced and must be facilitated. Supreme Court has released dictates that all officers in the ranks of Deputy Registrar and above, or their equivalent shall attend office from the 4th of May, 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed the Delhi Central Excise Commissioner's appeals against the 2008 decision of the Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal holding that car matting would be chargeable to duty at 8% under the heading carpets and other textile floor coverings, stating that the common parlance test would only apply if tariff entry is classifiable in more than one head. Supreme Court has observed that tax administration authorities cannot give their own interpretation to legislative provisions on the basis of their own perception of trade practices. Supreme Court has granted interim protection from arrest to advocate Prashant Bhushan in first information report registered against him by Gujarat police alleging hurting of religious sentiments. Delhi High Court has asked Lieutenant Governor to treat parole plea of Vishal Yadav, who is serving life term for killing business executive Nitish Kataria in 2002, as a representation and disposition of within 15 days. Delhi High Court has decided to not to use the centralized air conditioning system as a precautionary measure to curb the spreading of the coronavirus in the court complex. Delhi High Court has issued notices to the central government and the National Board of Examination in a plea against extension of training period of post-doctoral medical students purportedly due to the nationwide lockdown. Delhi High Court has decided to continue with its restricted functioning till the 17th of May, 2020 in view of the extension of the nationwide lockdown. Bombay High Court has directed the state and the Union of India to ensure that workers of accredited social health activists, ASHA, are paid 200 rupees per day instead of 1000 rupees per month or else specific directions for the same will be issued. Madras High Court has made a direction to all the criminal courts in the state to expeditiously dispose of alcohol items that are stored in the court's property rooms. Madras High Court has refused to pass guidelines for regulation of the media amid the COVID-19 pandemic, while reiterating that it is for the Government of India to look into this aspect. Madras High Court has issued notices on a public interest litigation seeking repatriation of Indian citizens who are stranded in Maldives, due to the nationwide lockdown and suspension of air traffic amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Allahabad High Court has quashed several government orders disengaging the district government councils in the state. Rajasthan High Court has upheld that the reproductive choice of a woman is a fundamental right encompassed under Article 21 of the Constitution of India, 1949. The court has held that the right of child rape survivor to make any reproductive choice outweighs the right of the unborn child to be born, even in cases where pregnancy is at an advanced stage. Punjab and Haryana High Court has launched a project under which the jail inmates of Patiala Central Jail would prepare face masks for the needy persons. Madhya Pradesh High Court has extended the period of suspension of regular court work and has announced that only urgent matters will be heard via video conferencing till the 17th of May, 2020. Orissa High Court has intimated that normal working of the High Court as well as the courts subordinate to it will further remain suspended till the 17th of May, 2020. Telangana High Court has directed the state government to provide food, ration and medicines to the transgender community free of cost and without insisting on a ration card. Jharkhand High Court has held that the process of recovery of interest cannot be initiated against an assessee under the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017 without a prior show cause notice and adjudication proceedings. Karnataka High Court has notified that from the 4th of May, 2020, two or three benches will be available to hear extremely urgent matters for 2 or 3 days in a week. Karnataka High Court has suggested to the Karnataka State Bar Council to hold meetings through video conference with the petitioners as well as with the chairpersons, presidents of Taluk and District Bar Associations to resolve the issue faced by junior members of the bar. Karnataka High Court has allowed a plea filed by a 32-year-old woman seeking to terminate her 25-week pregnancy due to anomalies in the fetus. Karnataka High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation seeking directions to constitute an expert committee at state level, headed by a sitting judge or a retired judge of the High Court and consisting of chosen eminent scientists and experts to deal with the issue of COVID-19. Patna High Court has issued notice to the government of Bihar on a petition regarding financial assistance to be provided to the transgender community in view of their deplorable condition in the wake of national lockdown imposed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a clarification with respect to the order allowing interstate movement of persons stranded due to lockdown, stating that the interstate travel is not meant for people who are otherwise residing normally in places other than their native places.